Hello everyone, welcome back to the Calisthenics Bodyweight and Bodybuilding Podcast. We're in the year 2021 now, and it seems like a lot of people have kind of lost track of how exercising and training is done. There's a lot of new people getting into fitness, there's a lot of people getting back into fitness, and this is not even due to COVID. This is really due to just people being out with an injury for many years. People may have taken time off because maybe kids, you know, or you know, new life, new job, whatever the case may be. Some, like I said, some people getting back into fitness after years of being away from it, you know, just trying to get their life on track. Could have been an injury, could have been a life-changing event. But the question right now I want to just revisit is, can you build muscle with calisthenics, you know, bodyweight calisthenics? And the answer is yes. Being living proof of that, for doing strictly calisthenics for the past year and a half, but really started in summer of 2017 after my last bodybuilding competition that year. You know, the reason I got into calisthenics full time and really started getting into it a lot more, because I had two calisthenic days during my training when I was getting ready for a competition, a bodybuilding competition. I always had two calisthenic days a week. And after that show in 2017, I kind of got a little tired of the way the physiques were looking and the direction that the sport was kind of going in, because it changes every year. If anybody does, any of your listeners that does any bodybuilding competitions will understand where I'm coming from on the judges are really, it's a really subjective sport. And the judges confuse a lot of people on what they're looking for and what somebody may assume, you know, to bring in next year. You know, maybe to put on a little bit more weight, maybe to cut down more. And you actually do some, I don't ask for feedback from the judges. I'm going to throw that out there first, because you can always go back and look at photos. You can even go back and look at video, especially if somebody that you brought along with you, like a really best friend, or your parents, you know, someone to film the prejudging and see how you look out there compared to the other competitors. But when I started getting into calisthenics more, I started looking at all the other different moves that was going, that was being done. And in 2014, but I would go with 2015 here in the issue of Muscle and Fitness, they actually had Calisthenic Kings featured in one of their articles. And the founder of Calisthenic Kings was doing a front lever. Now, I don't know if he was doing a front lever raise or he was just doing a front lever hold, but I saw that and I was like, man, you know, I couldn't even imagine how to get into that move like that, because I said that looks pretty hard. And when I started getting into calisthenics more, you know, I started doing the archer push-ups, you know, looking at archer pull-ups and typewriters, pike push-ups. I was doing pike push-ups long ago and didn't even know what they were called. And this was back in like 2013, 2014, I was doing pike push-ups and didn't even realize it until so many years later. And I said, damn, I was doing that long ago, pike push-ups. But I was doing that on a TRX at the time at my gym. So now that I converted over to a home calisthenics gym since 2017, I got the equipment. Into going into 2018, got the pull-up bar, got the rings, gymnastic rings included with it, and just started doing a lot more training. I bought that for the times I didn't get to the gym or, you know, I couldn't make it to the gym and decided to train at home. I had everything I had there because my gym had a set of gymnastic rings. And that's something that you don't see at a lot of gyms is like they have the big structure, the big cage structure, but the monkey bars everywhere and the heavy bag and the battle ropes and everything. And my gym had rings attached to it. And that was the only location I seen that had gymnastic rings. And I said, you know, let me try these out. And that's what inspired me more to get into the ring training. So, back to the question to get off topic there. I was just throwing, you know, giving a little background on why I jumped into calisthenics like I did and why I'm like strictly calisthenics today. It's a once in a blue moon event where I may go to the gym with a friend to train with them, give them some pointers, help them out, and also train as well, you know, because that's what we're going there to do is to train together. And he'll pick my brain, ask a lot of certain questions on, especially on form, because I'm really big on form. Strict form is number one. That's one of the biggest ways how you're going to progress in any type of training. Any type of training, your form has to be 100% clean. Okay, so the question was, I've been seeing on forums, see a couple of questions on Reddit, and you'll hear people ask, can you build muscle with calisthenics bodyweight training? And the answer I'm going to say is yes, you can. Because somebody that does weights may jump in there that really hasn't done any calisthenic training like that and give their analysis on what they think will happen based off of articles that they've read or just not even by personal experience. I've done both. You know, so I can say that bodyweight calisthenics, you can build muscle with that. You can put on size. Now, genetics do play a part in any training style, but also I'm not going to throw diet in there because you have to eat calories if you want to put on size, and that's in any training genre. You want to eat calories. If you want to get lean, that's when you got to start eating the foods that you know is going to help you get lean and not put size on your waistline. Wherever you're trying to build and trying to cut down at, you can't spot reduce. That's another big problem in fitness is people talking about spot reduction. You cannot do that. If one area gets, you know, puts on size, then other areas are going to put on a little bit of size too. But if it puts on your waistline, then you got to work on that. You can't just, you know, the midsection and the waistline is going to be one of the last areas that you can trim down. You know, you got to trim down body fat across the body. And the waistline and the abs are going to be the last area to do. It's one of the hardest areas because the weight is going to start going there. And not because it's being burned everywhere else. Calories being burned. Water reduction is going. And most of everything else is going to go towards the waistline. One of the hardest areas. But it can be done. You can trim that down and get to the physique that you would like to get. Bodyweight calisthenics, yes, you can. You can build muscle with that. A lot of people are asking, should I go calisthenics or should I go weights? I'm not going to jump in there and say, I think that you should do calisthenics because as I said before in another podcast that I recently made a while ago is the different genres coming at each other about which style of training is better. You know, calisthenic athletes will say calisthenics is better over any other training style. I disagree with that. Because every training style is going to help another training style progress. So if you do calisthenic training, you go into hybrid training like weightlifting, like bodybuilding training, or weightlifting, Olympic lifts, and then or powerlifting. One genre is going to help the other genre progress in some type of way or another. It's going to help it out. So you cross training is definitely a must in training, unless you're like strictly with that style of training, but you can add those moves. It doesn't have to be with weight. Like, for instance, I use a lot of bands. I have chains. I have ropes. You know, you can use any style of training. You can do deadlifts with bands. You can do squats with bands. You can do clean and press with bands. You don't actually need the weight to do that unless you want to test your strength and do like a, you know, a heavy set. See how many reps you can get, you know. I have a 40-pound weight vest and I have a 20-pound weight vest. And I'll use the 40-pound weight vest to do at least 5 strict pull-ups. 5 strict. No swinging, no kipping, nothing. Chin over the bar. Full range of motion, dead stop. You know, it's very rare to see people do that today. You know, without having the ego jump in there and then they got a whole bunch of people or their friends around and want to try to make something happen. Stick to the plan, you know, stick to the task at hand and get full clean reps, full range of motion, you know, no injuries. It can be done that you can build. Now, somebody may say, oh, well, I'll go with weights all the way. When they say, should I go calisthenic or weights? Somebody will throw weights in there if you're trying to put on size. And that's when you got to step in and be like, that's not true. You know, you can build size and you can build muscle with calisthenics. You'll see a calisthenic guy walk in and I'll spot him a mile away and say, that guy does calisthenics. But at the same time in calisthenics, not every calisthenic guy's trained legs. And that's one of the things that is a talked about subject in calisthenics is training legs because of the skills. The legs is going to slow you down on skill moves, but there's a way around that. You have to get stronger. That's all I'm going to say is you have to get stronger because a lot of skill moves are very hard. Now, I'm going to make a later podcast on calisthenics and bodyweight training. There is a difference, in my opinion, between calisthenics and bodyweight training, but a little bit of an introduction to that. Is calisthenic training. Calisthenics was a term used way back in the 80s, even before that. But calisthenics was a known term that you did was just the basics, the pull-ups, push-ups, dips, sit-ups. Those were the basics, you know. And then bodyweight training pretty much came around later on. They just had another term for it as bodyweight training. But then they had to start separating the two as once calisthenics started evolving to what it is now. I want to say that calisthenics started evolving in the 2000s. it could even be before that, but I really want to say in the 2000s. Even in the mid to late 2000s where it started evolving. And into what it is now, calisthenics is more of a skill type genre and more fly moves, you know, flyphenics and more skills more than anything. And bodyweight training is more of the basics. It's more of your functional training on a daily basis. That right there, bodyweight training, is where you can put on the mass, is where you can stay fit and shape. The calisthenics side of it, a lot of strength moves. You know, there are strength moves in bodyweight training. I'm going to definitely make a list and separate the two from each other, you know, because there's strength moves that can be used in bodyweight training, and then there's always strength moves in calisthenics because there's a lot of skills involved, and there's a lot of freestyle and trick moves when it comes to calisthenics. You know, just recently, before the new year came around back in 2020, you know, breakdancing got into the Olympics for 2024. You know, if breakdancing does really good, man, I could say that calisthenics maybe one day could enter the Olympics. But the thing about calisthenics, it has to be presented more. The word has to be spread more about calisthenics. The genre has to get more exposure to the world. You know, it's a genre where everyone's against each other, and it's instead of being for each other and working together, everyone's against each other to say I'm the best or I can do this better or You know, it's too much of that. So one day, we just had to keep our eyes on it and see how breakdancing got into the Olympics and see how it progresses. You know, we still got a lot, many more years to see how it does in the Olympics. If it does really good, then hey, you know, calisthenics may get looked at, because breakdancing is a very, it's a very tough sport, very tough sport, genre of training. You know, we'll see. But I don't think it's really good for anyone that does weights to say that I'd rather go with weights over calisthenics if you're trying to put on size. And it's the same thing with, you know, calisthenic athletes saying that calisthenics is better than using weights because it's something that they're into. They're going off by their opinion. Everybody has their opinion. And I'm not going to say one. I always never say that one style is better than the other. I do not believe that. Every style has its style, and each one can help each other in the long run, one way or another. But calisthenics is not better than weight training, and weight training is not better than calisthenics. It goes hand in hand. The same thing about calisthenics and powerlifting is not the same, because powerlifters out there use calisthenic moves. The same thing with strongman, the same thing with bodybuilding. They all use calisthenic moves. I don't believe in using calisthenic moves as warm-ups and finishers. I don't believe that, because it doesn't make sense. If you're a powerlifter or you're a bodybuilder, just use the bar to warm up. You know, whatever move you're about to do, just use the bar. Warm up with the bar. You know, as me as a calisthenic guy, if I go into a gym, I'm using just the bar to do a lot of my moves. If I want to test my strength, then I'll get under a squat bar and see what I can do. Same thing with the deadlift. You know, I'll see what I can do with that. And we'll go from there. But pretty much I try to stay as true to the calisthenics as much as possible. And that's even with just the bar to do my reps, whether it's on bench press, overhead press, barbell row, whatever it is, because you're going to get a pump out of it and you're going to get some stimulation from it. You know, but I don't believe in warm-ups or finishers. I don't believe in that. You know, I believe as every move to be an exercise, you know, to as part of training. It's considered a set. It's not considered a warm-up or a finisher. No, that doesn't make any sense. But you can build with bodyweight calisthenics. You can build muscle. You can build a physique. You can build muscle. You know, and you can stay lean in the long run, or you can put on size. It just depends on your genetic makeup and how your diet is. Because I said before, I'm not going to throw diet in there. If your diet works for you, keep doing what you're doing. Do not change anything up if it's working. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I'm saying? That's where a lot of people make a mistake, is trying to fix something that ain't broke. So stay away from that. And that's going to be it for the night, or in the morning, afternoon, whatever part of the day in the world you're from, whatever part of the world. The next podcast, I'm definitely going to make a difference between calisthenics and bodyweight training. I'm going to definitely make a list and read off what I think is, you know, more bodyweight training and more calisthenics. As I said before, I was just making a difference of the two, that calisthenics is more skill moves, more freestyle, and body weight training is more of the basics and more of your functional training moves with some strength training included. When I say strength training, I'm talking about weight vests or chains, like something that has extra weight to it so you can test your strength as well. Also put on a little bit of extra muscle. It's a lot of physical strength there when we talk about body weight calisthenics, and then we got more muscular strength when we go with weights. But there's a difference to everything. I want to say, everyone, take it easy, whichever part of the world you're in. Have a good day. Be safe out there. Peace.